بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. What we were going to discuss in the majlis, part of it came in the poem. So we will explain a few lines of this poem and thereafter we will speak. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Almighty Allah, for many majalis we explained Quran. And we showed that it is not just a word to be read with a tune and a person having no understanding at all of its meaning. Every person, you don't have to be an alim, but to be able to relate a little with Quran. That is a demand of iman. The sweetness of Quran, where it is in its tune, in the manner it rhymes, in the manner it's read. The beauty of Quran, real beauty, comes when the meaning is looked at. And every person looks at that meaning according to his level of ilm, understanding. And Quran is so unique. It's like a teacher who teaches grade 1 and can teach the highest grade. When the teacher talks, it talks different. But the only difference with the teacher is when the teacher will talk to the first grade 1 child, the words will be different to what the teacher will say when he talks to the one who's in the highest grade. You can't use the same word. Miracle of Quran is Quran uses the same word. And with that same word, when the young child will look at Quran and what he'll understand, the same word Quran will address the master also and he'll understand. But Quran must be understood for every level. Then you will start understanding that our deen is not a dry deen. It's very living. It's lush. It's a thing of happiness. It's a warning with Basharat. Every ayah of Quran, every page of Quran. So now my desire is going forward, where we will now, we reached so many surahs of Quran. We will now start explaining our deen itself. That why do we do things, where it came about. We hear the adhan, we make wudu, we perform salah, we give zakat. For many of us, it's just this is the law. I learnt it in maktab, you must do it like this. Behind it, there's no history for us. There's no meaning in it. We do not see any wisdom. That is why when a man will hear the adhan, if a person understood that adhan, thought about the adhan, a non-Muslim will hear it. He'll think about what a call. No Christian got a call like this. No Jew got a call. No Hindu got a call. What a call. That non-Muslim will say, this is the true deen. No man in the world could have worked out a call like that. So this is what we will explain, inshallah, going forward. But in this poem, the beginning of this poem, he says, don't ever think, la tahsabanna anna ad-deen ba'idun an hubbin wa hayat. Don't ever think that religion is far from life. Wa bihijrika lid-deen satahya. And that if you have to leave deen, then you will be able to acquire what your heart desires. أَوْ أَنَّ الْأَيَّامَ سَتَحْلُ. Or that by leaving deen, your days will become sweeter. And then you will find this world as the shore of life. He said, it isn't like that. لَيْسَ الدِّينُ كَمَا تَخْشَى. Religion is not what you think, what you fear. Dha mamnu, dhaka haram. This is not allowed, that is not allowed. He said, this is not Islam. Fal Islamu jamilun haqqa. Islam is a religion of truth. Every command of it, kullu awamirihi tahdina. Every command of Islam guides us. It shows us what is good. يَنْهَانَا عَنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ يَأْخُذُنَا نَحْوَ الشَّرِّ. It prevents us from every path that will grab us towards evil. فَاللَّهُ رَحِيمٌ حَلِيمٌ يَدْعُو دَوْمًا لِلْبِرِّ. For Allah is a most loving, forbearing Allah, forever calling towards actions of piety. فِي الدِّينِ صَلَاةٌ وَصِيَامٌ وَكَذَٰلِكَ فَرُحٌ وَسُرُورٌ. In deen, where you find there's salah and there's fasting, in deen there is happiness and enjoyment. A mutadayyin, a person of deen, is man talqahu mubtasiman hulwan kannuri. A man of deen is not a man frowning. He doesn't have depression, he's not angry. Whenever you will find him smiling. This is deen. Then he says, Ma ahla ad-dunya law ishna wa ja'alna al-islam asasa. How beautiful, how sweet life would be if we could just love and make Islam the basis of our life. So what we will explain today, the first chapter is the chapter of Adhan. This is based on the teachings of a very great scholar of Islam. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allowed to do a lot of khidmat in the land of Hind. At a time when the British had their hukuma. It was at that time that Shah Waliullah Rahimullah, he would have many dreams. This was many, many years ago. Darul Uloom Dioband was then formed through the teachings of Shah Waliullah Rahimullah. Hadith was brought into the lands through him. The explanation of Tarjuma of Quran was something that he fought for. He encouraged. It was a time when he went, when in the entire lands of Hind, the Arabic language wasn't famous. And the scholars were telling people that Quran is only for the scholars. What this did is it allowed people to lie to the people. Because if you have no Quran, you got no link with your deen. Now the scholar would be the only link. If he lied, he lied, no one would know. He promoted that if you cannot understand Quran through Quran, then understand it through another language, but understand what Allah has said. It was a time when Hind and Iran had a very strong relationship. So there was a lot of Shi'iyat in the lands. Because of that, there was a lot of opposition. You can only find happiness in the Shi'i way if you're not reading Quran. If a man is reading Quran, he's not going to see anything in Shi'iyat. If a man is reading and understanding Quran, there he will see unity of people. He will see how Allah spoke about different groups. He will not find his fault in it. So this group were not happy that he was now promoting the translation of Quran. Then he prepared the first translation. And thereafter his sons continued on that path. From Farsi it went into Urdu, then the explanation, then how to understand a hadith, and it continued. Amongst the works that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala inspired him with, one was that Islam is not dry. That you don't just do something because it's there. There was a reason why it came, and when you see that reason, you really enjoy it. So he wrote this book, which is known as Hujjatullah al-Baligha, that Allah's proof on creation has reached its peak, its pinnacle. That no one can ever stand up one day and say that I could not see the truth in the truth. In this book he explained why, what there is in every command of Islam. That when you see it, you start enjoying it. So the chapter I'm starting with is the chapter of Adhan. Before this was the chapter of Wudu. Once upon a time we indicated towards the points he had mentioned that Wudu is just not washing. But Wudu is an ibadah in itself. Sins are coming out. When a person thinks of that, that this is my ibadah, he says the time of the wuzu was just linked with the time of salah. But wuzu itself, that when you reach the end of the wuzu, the sky opens up for you, meaning the doors of tawfiq. The wuzu itself takes you so high. What about the salah? So now he starts with adhan. We hear the adhan 5 times. Had Allah Tabarak Ta'ala wanted, we could have had a siren. In Makkah Mukarramah, when Salah was hidden, thereafter Salah was read in an open place, they would tell the people, we're going to read Salah, go there. When they came to Medina Munawwara, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now he wanted them to gather for Salah 5 times. But how do you tell everyone when we're starting? You have no clocks, you have no watches. Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood that jamaat was something desired. That it was not just a salah now to be read at home, we wanted to come. So how do you get everyone in the same place? You need someone to make an i'lan, loudly scream. So this was the basis of the adhan. But what we're going to come to is, Allah Tabarakatala could have inspired any method. When you will hear this, Allahu Akbar, you must understand this was such a method that even Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mind did not go to it. It was a revealed method. When you understand it was a divine method, you will give more prominence to that adhan. Now when that adhan is called, you're not just going to look the other way. To understand, even a Nabi could not work out this adhan. Even a Nabi. Sahaba radiallahu anh said, a discussion takes place. That if you want to gather the people, so one person mentions that all we have to do is we light the fire at the top of the mountain. It was a practice of theirs on the top, because from the top you can see from far. They would normally light a fire on the top of the mountain so that travelers could see that if you are needing a place to stay, some food, there is a place here. If there's fire, there's food. He said, we'll light a fire. People from everywhere will see it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say it too hard. He could have said, lighting a fire every day, 5 times a day, who's going to go there Fajr time? He did not say that. He said, that is the way of fire worshippers. In that immediately he showed that my deen is a deen which wants to be different. My deen is a deen that wants to be different. He said, that's not our way. That is the way. So anything that as soon as you see it, you understand a certain group, immediately a Muslim must say that I cannot be like that. Again, anything that when you see it, you recognize a certain group, immediately a Muslim will say, I must not be recognized with that group. This part we all understood when I said the first point. He said, that's the Majus, fire worshippers. They do that. I can't do that. Meaning we can't be doing something that we recognize with them. Anything that makes me recognized with a group, I can't wear that. I can't do that because no one must look at me and recognize me with a group. At this point in the adhan to been understood from the beginning, you would hardly find a father buying for his child a skipper that shows a certain soccer club stain. He will say, my son, as soon as I see you, I'll think of that group. You're not of that group. That group drinks. That group's life is this world. That group, majority of them are in actions of evil. That is not something that when I look at you, you must be recognized with it. When in adhan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as soon as we'll see fire, the mind will go to the Majus. So as soon as you see a skipper, the mind goes to a group, then that skipper is not for me. Then when we look at our entire system around us, we must never have something that when someone looks at us, his mind goes to a group which we are not of that group. Then they mention, what about the horn? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that reminds me of the Yahud. This is something that they do. They mention the Naqus. The Naqus was like two sticks. One is a long stick, one is a short one, and you hit it. It makes a sound. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was not happy with it also. It was a method of the Nasara. But in the end of that majlis, now they settled, okay, let's consider. Umar radiallahu anh said, why don't you just send Bilal radiallahu anh to run around? He'll run and he'll scream, Salah Jamia, Salah Jamia. Come, come, come. And if he needs, he can take a stick and just bang, 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 bang. They finally agreed, okay, let's do this. Bilal radiallahu anhu must run, and he will take that stick and he'll bang, and salah coming, salah standing, salah standing. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they could already see he was still not happy. One is the Naqus, it was the method of the Nasara. And having him run around, so they went. That night a Sahabi radiallahu an, Abdullah bin Zaid, he is the first Sahabi to will make mention of the Adhan, Abdullah ibn Zaid. He sees in a dream, there's a man wearing green clothing. This is Jibreel alayhi salam. He would explain also, I'm dreaming, I'm awake also. This is the most truthful of dreams. When you half sleeping, half awake. That's why students in the madrasa, in class, you all have the most truthful dreams. Because that's how they're. That condition where you half. Half sleeping. Fajr is the best time. You half awake, half sleeping. But when the imam says, Allahu Akbar, now you don't know which Allahu Akbar is. Sajda is ruku, where he is. That condition, if you see a dream there, you got it. Half. He said, I was half sleeping, half awake. And I saw this man. And I saw this man, he had that naqus also. So in the dream, I asked him, can't you sell this to me? And he said, what you going to do with this? He said, I want to use this here to make an i'lan towards the adhan. So the angel then says, you're going to use this. Should I not show you something which is much more beneficial? And in the dream he asked, what is that? I want you to understand this point. That had it been such an easy thing to work out adhan, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the gathering, he would have said, the way of the adhan is say this, then say this, then say this, and the adhan would have been done. This was a thing of revelation. This was a thing of revelation. He hears the adhan. He wakes up just before dawn, he comes running. He's so excited, so excited. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not so clear, but it seems that when he had gone for Mi'raj, he had heard on the similar pattern an Iqama. So as soon as he heard the Adhan, he was so happy, he said, this is a truthful dream. He says, there's Bilal radiallahu an. You go stand next to him and you say to him what you just said to me. And as you say it, he must say it loudly. As you say it, he must say it loudly. And that was the first adhan. I said, the first to call out the adhan, meaning from the sky, is Jibreel alayhi salam. The first to call out adhan on the earth, Abdullah bin Zaid, and loudly Bilal radiallahu anh. Umar radiallahu anh wakes up to the sound of adhan. He comes running. He's pulling his shawl behind him. He said, in my dream I saw this. Like, where you got this from? Certain scholars say many sahaba saw the same dream. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I see your dreams are mutawatir in this. So many dreams, this is it. So that's our adhan. Had it just been now that was a call, then we would have ended. But now we're going to go through this adhan. That what was so much needed, that so much you can't use this, you can't use this, you can't use this. What was so unique about this? That it was going to come through an angel, the wording. Otherwise, immediately, Allahu Akbar, that's an adhan. You could have stopped there. Why four times Allahu Akbar? And then shahada, and then hayya al-salah, then hayya al-falah. You could have stopped. Immediately, you could have just stood up and said, come for salah. Like how he said, if Bilal radiallahu anhu must run, he could have easily made him stand in one place and loudly say, salah is starting. But our adhan is not that. It was a message that was going to be given. And that is why the next time you hear this adhan, you will have to think about this. That it is not just an i'lan to come for salah. It is a message. When a message is given, it is not nice that a person doesn't listen to the message. Normally you will speak to someone and you just see he's not interested, you become irritated. So adhan is not a call for salah. Otherwise, as-salatu jamia would have been sufficient. Adhan is a message in itself. Like how we explained, wudu is an ibadah in itself. That is why it is mentioned after the adhan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned who will reply to the adhan. And then he will read a dua. He said, my intercession will become wajib for him. So if the salah was the main thing, and the adhan was just, come for salah, then adhan would never have given that result. Salah is supposed to give it. At the end of salah, who will read this dua, my intercession? He said, at the end of adhan, you will reply to the adhan, meaning you will listen to a message. Then you will end with a dua. He said, my intercession is for you. Adhan itself is an ibadah. Giving the adhan, listening to the adhan. Giving the adhan, a muadhin, when he gives adhan, it comes in the narration where his voice spreads to the right, to the left. Wherever that sound goes, then every hajar and shajar, every rock, every tree, wherever his sound goes, those will be witnesses for him on the day of Qiyam. He only stood on one point, but his sound went so far. Imagine that muadhin who got the mic, how far his sound goes, how much of the land becomes. So what we're going to understand now in these few minutes is adhan is not just an i'lan. Because when it's an i'lan, we behave how we behave. I hear the adhan, which means salah is in 10 minutes, finished. The rest is the muazzin. You carry on your words, I know I got 10 minutes. But when we understand it to be a message, then every time the muazzin starts, I must repeat that message to myself. That it had to be a message which my Allah wanted me to hear 5 times. Otherwise, once a day, the message was sufficient. My Allah wanted me to hear a message 5 times. It means I need to listen to the message 5 times. I need to listen to it. When my Allah wanted me, it's only right that I should say, okay, let me listen to it. Sometimes the muazzins go very long adhan. So then you start getting tired of listening to the message. Here in our madrasa, our muazzins give adhan like iqama. They give a very short message like, you must listen to the message. The adhan mustn't be too long. The adhan mustn't be so fast. It's a message. You take your time, you say it, and the people must listen and think. The man, the muazzin must listen and think, what's this message? First point of adhan. Allah Tabarakala was going to make it as a sign of obedience. 5 times a day, if you prepare yourself, when my Allah calls, I obey. When my Allah calls, I obey. Because see, we're all involved in our own work. All involved. And salah, I have to read salah at certain time. I know I'm going to read it. But I'm a little busy at the moment. I'm a little busy. And immediately the adhan starts. As the adhan starts, I have to immediately say, I got my work. But my Allah is saying, you forget your work now and you come. There were those people who took it to a very high level. That if the man was busy with his blacksmith work, banging, 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 sometimes you got 1 point left, one more bang, and you finish your work for the day. Then you can clean up everything, wash your hands, and you can leave. And the adhan would start. And he would be right there to make the last bang. And then he would just stop there. And he would say, let's leave it now, let's go for salah. Let's start preparation. That was a thing in the past. Like, people would see such people when they would pass away, they would get very unique gets. Because they inqiyad. Inqiyad means total obedience. That as soon as the call starts, they stop. This was called. So adhan number one was made as a sign of total obedience. That when I call, you will see a falcon is like this. Falcon goes high in the sky. The man who's going to make an indication, he can't see the falcon. But all he has to do is lift up his hand like this. And you will see like a bullet that falcon will respond. As though wherever the falcon is, it's eating its food and keeping one eye on its master. And as soon as he lifts up his hand like this, that falcon like a bullet comes. And it lands on his hand, just like that. Allah created birds to teach us total obedience. When the adhan goes, may Allah make us all totally obedient to his call. Allahu Akbar, immediately the man says, wait.
Allahu Akbar.
Number one, total obedience. And total obedience, the command for total obedience could have come in many ways. One way is you tell a person, you know who I am. That's how you say it. You know who I am. So the call of total obedience came with what a kalima? Allahu Akbar. That you can be involved in whatever you think is important. But I can tell you one thing, Allah is more important than that. Akbar means more, bigger, more greater, more higher, more important. Akbaru normally in Arabic, it has to be used with a min after it. Akbaru min, more greater than, more greater than. But the then is not mentioned. Why it's not mentioned? Because all of us got something after that. So whatever I'm involved in, that Allahu Akbar is saying, you think what you're doing is important, very important, very important, very big, but Allah is even greater. Akbaru min. More greater than your thing, greater than your thing. First message, what a message. So I've got one more shot, I just need to finish this. I need to make the sale, it has to happen. Allahu Akbar. That we know that Prophet is a big thing. Allah is greater. This is a unique message. And how it comes, you say one time, Allahu Akbar. But imagine you repeat it four times. Akbar, 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 Akbar. Some scholars have mentioned, there are directions in the world, what we call north, south, east and west. Then there's a direction called up and down. He says, "In this is the only world that we live in. It's either on my right, on my left, in front, behind, above or below. There's nothing else. By putting Allahu Akbar six times, at the end of the adhan, the message was given. Whether it's on your right, on your left, whether it's in front or behind, whether it's above you or below you, whatever is important in your life, but understand that Allah is even greater than that. This is this, Allahu Akbar. What a message. And five times a day, what a message. Akbar, Akbar, Akbar. Thereafter comes the Shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah means there is no deity but Allah. But ashhadu. Ashhadu means I give guarantee. I give witness. Shahada, you see a man who saw the moon. Hey, I saw the moon. They say, not sufficient. Give shahada. Give shahada that you saw the moon. So the muazzin gives a shahada. Shah Waliullah rahimullah makes indication that by him giving a shahada, I bear witness. He's giving targheeb to the listener. As I bear witness. Otherwise it's a point, both know it. Who's going to read salah? A man reads salah who already knows la ilaha illallah. But when the muazzin is saying it, he is giving targheeb to me and you. That there is two kalimas which are important in our life. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He says, I bear witness that. So if I'm doing it, why don't you also do it? He says, by saying, I do this. I bear witness that there's only one Allah. In that sentence, he's giving targheeb to the listener. Since I bore that witness, what about you? Do you bear witness? That is why it's called jawab, answer to the adhan, where the man will hear it and he says, and I also bear witness. Ashhadu an la ilaha. Then the muazzin says, I bear witness that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The man listening says, I also bear that witness. Five times a day, the muazzin reminds the listener, I bear the witness, what about you? The man says, I bear witness. And that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah got too much meanings. But that we're not going to go into. We're just explaining this. Allahu Akbar. Whatever you're involved in, remember Allah is more important than that. It's time to leave your thing. Show your total obedience. Leave it and come. Five times a day, total obedience, total obedience. When the nafs will become adi of this total obedience, They say even a wild animal, like a bird, a falcon, even a dog, you can train your dog. You can train your dog to hunt for you. But first it is 3 times of training. Some say 2 and on the 3rd one he hits it, that meat is halal. Some say 3. 3 times of training where you send the dog, it catches that prey, or you put some meat in front and you have to train it. You can't eat until I'll cut a piece for you and give you. You can't eat. You can't eat. When the dog became habitual with 3, thereafter you can send it for the hunt. Because now when it hunts, even if the master is not there, it's not going to eat. It's already trained. If it does eat, it means you'll have to start training again. And that one is haram. It lost its lesson. It only needed 3 times. That when the master now is not there. As for the falcon, falcon's training is you hunt the animal. You can even eat from the animal, no problem. But as soon as I lift my hand, I make a call. You do not waste 1 second, you respond immediately. So the falcon will go 1 time. Training 2nd time. 3rd training, right, now you can go. Now it will go and hunt a buck, a bird, a rabbit. Now it's busy eating that rabbit there in the tree. But its one eye, it's always on its master. It only needed 3 times training. Now even if there's no master around, it's far away. But the master just lifts his hand and the falcon will. Otherwise the falcon can easily say, my master can't see me. That thing is so far away. He look at that rabbit. Rabbit is tasty. Because think of a falcon, think of a student. Think of a student when Adhan goes. And think of the falcon when the call is made. The falcon when the call is made won't take that last bite. The student when the call is made, what you think he'll do? He'll take the whole plate with him for the salah also. You know, a big difference. So now let's get this right now. It took only 3 trainings. And then, in every halat and condition, the dog and the falcon knew what is required from it. For me and you, it's 5 times a day training. 5 times a day is the training that when I call, respond. What is the purpose of the training? So that out of the salah time, wherever you are, in whichever condition, and something comes in front of you, then you will remember, I am obedient to Allah. He is more important than everything else in the world. So the adhan 5 times a day is 5 trainings. 5 trainings every day. Just to tell you now, from one salah adhan to the other, if you got your training, you got your training. In between, remain trained. In between, remain trained. A dog doesn't forget his lesson. He only gets 3 lessons and he remains a good dog, hunting dog. We are being trained every day 5 times. For total inqiyad, show you can do it, you did it. Now from the salah to the next salah, whatever happens in your life, immediately you say, my Allah doesn't want this. I'm trained. Adhan trained me. My Allah said, Allahu Akbar. I said, yes, let go. But if you don't do the training right, then in between we're also going to falter. Get the training right. 5 times a day is training. 5 times a day. Then in between we will see a different world. So, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah. This is the training. He says, why don't you come for your salah? Why don't you come to the source of all happiness, success? Thereafter, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He said 4 directions, meaning your right, your left, in front, behind, above, below. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. There is no one for you to incline towards but Allah. So why don't you walk to the masjid? When this call is made, let's make a door of this whole thing again. If it was just a basic i'lan, then as-salatu jamia would have been enough. A bang. They did have a bang for war. Duk, duk, duk. That was a bang. Nabi Sallallahu could have easily said, that nobody got. So there's no mushabaha with anyone. Let's bang on the drum. That we do it during the wartime. They had ways of telling people the enemy are coming. They had ways. Everything wasn't somebody else stole it. But Nabi Sallallahu was waiting because this was not a mere call. There was going to be too many things in this adhan. That is why it was going to be unique. There is no religion that has something else. You travel in the world and you see a masjid and you see a church next to it. And then you see that big bell of that clock of the church go, bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang doesn't do anything. And then you hear an adhan starts. Then you understand the beauty of Islam from the beginning till the ending based on revelation. But me and you must appreciate that adhan. If the man who got it doesn't appreciate it, where are we going to have hopes? Others will then appreciate it. This is that call to say, total obedience is required for you. Now it's your time for training. The muadhin says, I give the shahada. What about you? He says, I also give the shahada. He says, then come for the salah. He says, I'm coming. Immediately his training is on one. Then he'll have another training. Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. 5 times a day training. When my Allah calls, Allah is Akbar, more important than everything in front, behind, above, below. I will respond to my Allah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us obedient to His every call. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make a little of dhikr of la ilaha illallah in Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Repeating the previous lesson, ilah means that thing towards one inclines, that towards which one inclines, because he finds that to be a power, a source of happiness, a source of enjoyment. The baby animal runs to its mother, that's called aliha. Because it understands its only protection will be by its mother. From that aliha, ilah was made. That one that you can find your protection, your salvation, your everything. So now we remind the mind and the heart that in the entire world there's only one ilah. Everything else in this world, you have to protect it. Wealth says, if you have me, I'll look after you. But in the end of the day, you have to look after the wealth. That car says, if you have me, I'll take you everywhere. In the end of the day, you have to worry about the car. It is only one Allah that says, if you have me, I will look after you. You don't have to look after me. So we remind the mind and the heart that there is only one ilah. One place of running, one place of inclining. One that if we give our hearts to, we don't have to look after him, he'll look after us.
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
We will make the dhikr of the word Allah as an answer to a question of the heart. For our heart is something, it is called qalb. Qalb means that which always turns. In the entire day it turns looking at the right, it looks at the left. It's forever looking at something and it becomes so appealed by it. So appealed. That it feels this will give me my enjoyment. Then it says no, that will give me my enjoyment. That's called qalb. Every day it got a different story. But there are certain times when the heart asks us. The heart asks Quran. The heart asks majalis. The heart wants to know that where am I supposed to be? There are times when it asks. In the day, whatever it sees smart, it inclines towards it. Mal is called mal because the heart yamilu inclines towards it. But there are times when the heart asks, that where am I supposed to be? Now is that time when the heart is turning and looking and asking, where am I? Where am I supposed to be? And I now reply to my heart, you're supposed to be with Allah. May Allah Tawarqala allow that answer to settle in the hearts of all of us.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم بسم الله ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh Allah, in your kindness make us totally obedient to you. O Allah, in your kindness, make us totally obedient to you. O Allah, in your kindness, make us totally obedient to you. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyil Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.
As-salamu alaykum.